Let's look at some simple Q-unit tests, as well as the Q-unit test harness. The test harness itself is simply an HTML page. You can see here that we've got an H1 tag for that is the title, a banner, a user agent, and the actual ordered list for the tests. This is all rendered by the test runner, and content is input into it so that it ends up looking like this. The styling is provided by the testsuite.css style sheet. We need to include the jQuery library and the testrunner.js. And once we've done that, we can actually start writing tests. So here I'm going to just paste in the first test. Concatenated hello should compare equal to hello. So we've got the individual letters being concatenated together and that the one string should equal the other. We then call the equals assertion, which is part of QUnit, and make sure that the two are equals as expected. I can also put in an optional message if so desired. So I'm going to just come back to the browser, refresh the screen, and we can see that the test passes. Now, if I've got a failing test, let's go ahead and create a test that will fail. This test will fail. There's also an OK assertion, which just takes a Boolean. And I can just say that it failed. Save that. Refresh, and we can see what a failing test looks like. We can open each of these up for more information on the failure. We can also have multiple assertions in here. So I can say over here, always passes. Rather superfluous, but you get the idea. So we now have two assertions in here, both listed out with the message that they display. The last assertion that we'll talk about is same object. Oops. Two references to the same object are the same. So we can actually check not only whether two things are equal, but whether it's actually the same object using the same assertion. And what that's going to look like is something like this. And we can say var object one equals new. So I'm just going to create an empty JavaScript object. And I can say var object two equals object one. And then say same object two and object one. I'll go back to the browser, refresh, and we can see that the two references do in fact point to the same object. Now, when you start dealing with a fair number of tests, it can start to become cumbersome. So maybe what we want to do is we want to break things up into what would be namespaces. In QUnit parlance, these are called modules. To start a module, we just type the module function, and we can just give it a name. So these are string tests. Say module Boolean tests, and finally object tests. I'm also going to, just to show you, create another test down here. You don't need to prefix each module, each test with its own module. A module continues in effect until another module function is executed. So two references to different objects are different. Once again, no surprises here. And what we're going to do here is there is no same or no equivalent. So what I'm going to have to do is say okay, and then use the JavaScript equivalence operator. So let's go ahead and run these tests. So you can see these are now prefixed by the module name, and my last test is failing. Because it should be, they are different. All right, there we go. So that is testing in JavaScript for whether two objects are in fact different objects. So that is working. We've got the modules. Typically you wouldn't say tests here, you just give it some sort of module name indicating what you're in fact testing. So I'm going to just shorten these up a bit. Refresh. So I've got the string module, the Boolean module, as well as object modules, so that I can write my tests for my JavaScript, have it run in the browser. Now I can also just show you here. Let me bring up Internet Explorer. And I am going to just browse to that same document. Okay, I'm going to allow the blocked content. I can run these same tests inside of Internet Explorer, no different. So I can actually test cross-browser now. There's nothing particular in the tests. This is all JavaScript and jQuery. There's nothing in the tests that is specific to Windows, so I could test this on Mac OS X, with the Safari browser, with Firefox, whatever browser and OS combination I want to ensure that my JavaScript works consistently across platforms and across browsers.